Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Aisha Griffin, and this is the Angry Black Woman Radio Blog Talk Program. This afternoon, I am having my first formal press conference as it relates to my candidacy in a number of races that I am in. I am in the mayoral race for the city of Milwaukee. I'm also in the Milwaukee County Executive race. I'm also in the Alderperson District 3 race, as well as tentatively speaking Alderperson District 5 is on appeal due to some unjust things that occurred as it relates. I also would like, before I get into the program, to acknowledge an individual who acknowledged me, Michelle Bryant. And I would like to acknowledge her because it's my understanding that she had made a notation of me running for several district seats. And when she made this notation, she stated that she know it wasn't easy for me to obtain my signatures and things of that nature. And I just wanted to touch on that first. I wanted to thank her for even bringing me up because there has been a concerted effort to censor these races based on the fact that I am a woman and that the numbers are in my favor. There are more women in the county as well as the city, and that alone tilts in my favor, among other things. But I wanted her and everyone else to know that I have taken a pleasure in speaking with those who are of the community. It may be a challenge, but it's something that I welcome because unlike my two opponents, I'm not a counterfeit, you know, and I'm not a con artist that's out here preying on vulnerable women such as David the Lion King, and I'm not a puppet as Cavalier is, you know. I'm Aisha Griffin. I'm of the people, for the people, by the people, and about the people. And with that being said, today's introducing formally, as far as myself being in these races, I've come across some information as it relates to the people and the rights of the people and different things of that nature. And I have another program that I kind of piggyback mine off this program. It's specifically for political things, but I chose to put this on my Angry Black Woman radio program because this is more than political. You know, this is about one of the worst real estate frauds in the nation, if not the worst. We're dealing with some situations where there is an Enron type of fraud going on, a white collar crime. I want everyone to know, if you all have an opportunity to go to the Wisconsin Constitution, I believe Article 8, Section 1. Article 8, Section 1 states that the land, any land in the state of Wisconsin, it's an Aladol land, Aladol. And it says feudal will be prohibited. Now, if you all are aware of the United States Constitution, the United States Constitution is the supreme law of the land. Any law that's contrary to the United States Constitution is void. That also pertains to your state constitution. Your state constitution is the supreme law of the land. Anything contrary to your state constitution, no matter where it is supposedly legislated or what have you, if it's contrary to your Wisconsin constitution, is void. It's void ab initio. I mean, it's void out the gate. Void out the gate. We're dealing with some very serious criminal activities going on in the city of Milwaukee who involved are your so-called elected officials and legislators and things of that nature. This is having an adverse impact on everyone, but specifically those in the black community and in the poor areas. And it's going to take federal intervention. And I also believe because these things are going on, this is one of the reasons why they are playing with this election. This is one of the reasons why it's a pay-to-play system in place. You all have a right to a remedy, and that's in your constitution, when you have been subjected to wrongdoings. I'm going to specifically read word for word what the Wisconsin Constitution, Article 1, Section 8 says. Feudal tenures, leases, alienation. All lands within the state are declared to be Aladol, and feudal tenures are prohibited. All lands. All lands. Not some, not maybe. Then it goes into leases and grants of agricultural land for a longer term than 15 years in which rent or service of any other kind shall be reserved in all fines and like restraints upon alienation reserved in any grant of land thereof hereafter made are declared to be void. Agricultural land included in that can be your yard if you are watering something, you know, or what have you. Your yard can be considered that as well. But the most important emphasis is feudal tenures are prohibited. Let's go into what Aladol rights are. Your Aladol land means you are owning land completely without owing anything to anyone else. It is the opposite of feudal, which is prohibited. Feudal law is where someone's over the landowner and the landowner owes something to someone somewhere. But Aladol law is about property, land that is free and clear of anyone superior over that land. Your land is secured by the Wisconsin State Constitution. It is an absolute ownership of land. Milwaukee is operating an unconstitutional, illegal, feudal Ponzi real estate scheme with layers and levels that are subject to change without notice. There are outrageous fees, citations, fines, interest rates of fines, forced loans without mutual agreements to enter into a contractual relationship. And these loans are put into like a payment when your payments are missed, so they force you into a loan. This is financial fraud. It's wire fraud. It's money laundering. It's cooking the books. Milwaukee is the new Iran. It's cheating the citizens of Milwaukee, forcefully taking homes without due process, selling out of state. I want to go into some of these things. You know, it was a man in Milwaukee. He took his yard and he made it into a farm. You can literally change your yard into a farmland. You know, you can literally change some areas into your yard into agricultural. It's all based upon language. But that alone is not what that statute is talking about. All land. It's talking about all land, inclusive of all land. Well, what's going on in the city of Milwaukee is that you're having the Milwaukee government on a city level doing foreclosures without the county. Now, you know, a foreclosure, you first start off with a summons that it has to go through the county court and et cetera, et cetera. You cannot have a foreclosure without the county. There is at least 25 properties that can be readily identified today that have been foreclosed without the county. Now, how did this happen? Some are saying that they're doing cut and pasting. They're cutting and pasting county information onto these foreclosures and different things of that nature. You have out-of-state investors now owning over close to 10,000 homes in the city, out-of-state. And it's grown by 50%. It's grown. This has been going on for a while. It's also said, you know, because there are a number of whistleblowers who are readily available to come forward in federal litigation as it relates to this. And so there may be another show I will do to piggyback off this. But it's also been said, you can look far back as 2018, there were some LLCs under a suspicious name on LoopNet selling homes out of state in bulks. And these homes can be traced back to being City of Milwaukee-owned homes. The county is supposed to have a housing-first philosophy where those who are most in need are supposed to be housed without preconditions. Yet we have one of the highest rates of homelessness. And to just touch on that a little bit, you know, one of the facades that Crooked Claire Woodall Vogt tried to take away from me with the help of Russell Stamper and this rogue private investigator was they were saying that they called the city abandoned property that wasn't being used was being rented to some of these homeless people who signed my nomination papers, and she took them off of the list. However, they only gave me 5 minutes to speak, and I still, within those 5 minutes, you know, show how they were lying. But to touch base on that, they had no authority to do that because there is a law called adverse possession. So a lot of these abandoned homes in which people are in, people literally may own these homes that are abandoned by the city, because adverse possession is a legal right to take and own possession of abandoned property after a set number of years. And we have people who've been in abandoned homes for a set number of years who are claiming these abandoned properties that the city does not own. You know, and I'm not trying to be funny when I say this. I'm saying this for a reason. But have you ever heard of a city government or state taxing a homeless person's boarded up cardboard? You never, ever heard of that. That's their property. That's their private property. And that goes to the Wisconsin Constitution that I read to you about Aladar rights, because real estate and real property are not the same things. You know, it's similar. It's just like attorney and lawyer. An attorney can be a lawyer, but a lawyer is not necessarily an attorney. And the difference between real estate and your own personal, so-called personal property, the home, is that real estate is able to be leased. But if you have your own personal home that you're in, that's a completely different thing. And if you notice, you can look into some of the wording that the state has about 2024 real estate property for the citizens. It lists three types of property, but it make it appear as if it's the same, but it's not. And I'm saying that because the Constitution, under the Uniform Tax Code, it taxes real estate. It doesn't say anything about personal property or different things of that nature. The language of the law to know your rights, because they know your rights better than you. It's just like a vehicle, you know. Technically speaking, in the law, you don't have to have a license plate for a vehicle that you're using that's personal. License plates are supposed to be for commercial use. You know, we can go into a number of different things of that nature. But I'm saying the technicality of certain words matter, especially in this situation, because the Milwaukee does not have a right to tax the land that you're using. That's your Aladar right. You know, they're cheating people out of their homes without due process. They're selling out of state. They're pocketing federal dollars. It's also my understanding that a number of federal monies are being pocketed by these older persons that are using the monthly maintenance fees, the federal dollars, for these so-called vacant homes and foreclosed homes. They're supposed to be maintained in their district. And they're sitting there lowering the property value and the equity of different things of that nature. Everything is just in disarray. It's in disarray, and the money cannot be accounted for. So it said they're pocketing these dollars because these homes are not being maintained. And another issue that anyone can look at is that a lot of these vacant homes that are set on fire, technically speaking, you know, arson is arson, because they just didn't start out of nowhere. And you'll hear the news say, oh, we're told that it's squatters. No one around the neighborhood seeing the squatters. They're surprised that they even said squatters. But most of these homes that are mysteriously burned, destroyed, our city-owned homes. There's something going on. There's something going on. This is one of the worst real estate frauds in the nation. This is a real estate scam. It's a Ponzi scheme. The city's adding forfeitures to building code violations, to residents, you know, trying to move faster with foreclosure and deprive them of their property, you know, without due process notices. There's a situation where individuals are incarcerated in their residential own buildings for mere code violations. The Constitution, the state and federal, does not give authority to put fees on there. It's taxes, and fees are not taxes. Almost no other city is incarcerating residential owners for code violations. It's a systematic reduction of the market value of the homes. Do you all know that in 2023, is a record low of home listings. Every year, there is a drastic drop in home ownership. Black home ownership decreased by 24.6%. 2005 to 2018, owner occupancy of their homes fell from 80% to 68%. This is by design. A lot of these cases, owners are even being denied the redemption period. To where all the dollars are going. They're not going to the places where the federal government stated they should be going. The city of Milwaukee is misusing federal dollars. They are literally purposely not allowing African Americans to purchase homes. They're setting different set of rules, and that's illegal. It violates federal and state law, specifically the Constitution. Putting miscellaneous on bills. You can't have a miscellaneous fee. There's a number of things going on. There are a number of things going on in this city that leads right to your so-called elected official. The Constitution is the supreme law. You cannot put a state statute over the Constitution, and you cannot put a city ordinance over a state statute. There is no ordinance that allows, and you have to know how your government works. The local government is not mentioned anywhere in the Constitution. The state government is. The state is. The local is a creature of the state. So technically speaking, Governor Evers is responsible for these actions that he's allowing to happen. The police is not even in the Constitution. These are creatures of the state. Your government in check. That's why when we run for office, when I ask you, can I have your signature? Will you afford me the opportunity to represent you? I'm getting your consent. I need your consent. This is your seat. This is your money. I want to read to you all several, well, I'll read two without naming the people. These are two different African Americans who had different experiences with the city government and fraudulent actions. I'm a single African American woman, the mother of two children. I first decided to become a homeowner because of housing market and my situation of having to pay high rent for decent areas. Struggling to raise my children on my own and maintaining an affordable lifestyle was hard, so I invested in buying a fixer-upper. After doing my research, I found that the city of Milwaukee was selling foreclosed properties that I could afford as well as save for and buy without having any mortgage attached. So I found one that I bought for $3,000. After receiving the paperwork of being a homeowner, I gathered all the contractors needed to do the repairs. They came and gave me bids on the job. It took about a week. I was then ready to start getting the work done the following week. When I went to meet one of the contractors that Monday, I saw a raise order on the property door, and I quickly called the city of Milwaukee. A woman informed me that I needed to pay $1,800 to stop the raise order. I quickly went to get the money and took it to them. I was told that the raise order will be stopped and removed off the property. I then contacted the contractor again to reschedule. Just on a hunch, I went by the property the next day. There were two big machines, one a bulldozer in front of the house and on the grass. I spoke with the guy there and asked what they were doing on my property. He stated that he had a raise order, and I explained to him that I had just bought the property and paid money to have the order stopped. I then went back to my car to call the city department to inform them. I spoke with someone in the City of Milwaukee Housing Department, and I explained to her what I had just seen, and I had just bought the house, and I had to pay an additional $1,800 to stop the raise order. By that time, the guys had started demolishing the house. I screamed while I was on the phone, and she said that the company did not answer the phone and that she was sorry. I was totally destroyed by what had happened. She apologized repeatedly, and I didn't care about her apology. She then said that my money would be refunded. I was crying uncontrollably. I called Alderman Hines' office again and left another message. When he finally called me the next day after explaining what I had went through, he said that if I had contacted him in the 11th hour, he could have assisted. I couldn't believe he said that when I had previously left messages before they demolished the house and after. After all that, I was charged with the demolishing of the house, the property, back taxes, inspection fees, and other fees. All of this was taken out of my check every 2 weeks until it was all paid. And also they took the land. I lost my hope forever, owning my own home and raising my children in this home. They left me with a bad impression of the City of Milwaukee and how they just allow things to happen without compensating me, and they haven't made me whole again, like offer me another property. They acted as if nothing happened. I paid well over $14,000 for nothing and ended up with nothing. It was like robbing me and getting caught and not charged with a crime. Just straight arming me out of hard-earned money. I worked hard to pay them $14,000, which they got faithfully. This is my personal story and experience with the City of Milwaukee Housing. Another individual I won't name stated, in about 2003, I bought this foreclosed property from WIDA on a quick deed claim deed. The house was in despair, inside and out. I began focusing on repairing the outside of the house and making repairs inside to make the home comfortable for my growing family. The house needed a lot of work. I purchased structural columns and different things of that nature. I had already had a contractor, so the painting and trimming work was completed while I attempted to acquire the porch permit with no success. After going back and forth with the So let me tell you all something. You all have to call in to still hear the show. It will do an overflow. So I'm going to slow this down because I may have to do another show, but I'm going to take that off and just listen. Let some callers call in real quick because my show is going down. I just got a warning. So let me – caller, are you on the air? Hello, caller? Hello? Are you on the air?
Hello, can you hear me?
704?
Yes, 704. That's me.
Okay.
Yes.
How you doing?
I was just calling in to talk about the NextStar Pediatrics that closed on December 8th on 29th and Clark.
Right, and that's the same as well. That's in the 15th district?
I believe that's in Stamford's district. We reached out to him several times. We sent emails. We sent letters. No response. Very upset about this. When you can't even do the bare minimum of at least responding to the citizens who live in your district. And that
Most
clinic
definitely.
Really helped a lot of families, you know, over 2,000 patients, high in lead, mm-hmm. asthma.
Mm-hmm.
The clinic also gave, like, resources and formulas. The doctors were committed, and we know as Black people to have doctors who actually listen to you is important, and now they've been moved to clinics further away, and a lot of those families are struggling because they don't have transportation to get to the next clinic. So it's very disheartening to have somebody who is the alderman and who looks like me and is not concerned about families and their health access. Very disappointing.
Most definitely, you know, and I definitely support that program, and I am fighting to get back on their ballot. They have no basis to even take me out. It's on appeal right now, and I have some alternatives that if I am not on the ballot, I'm telling people in that 15th district to withhold your vote specifically in that district. That will help do the recall. the less votes come in, the easier it will be to do a recall on him. I will also do a write-in. I'm saying pending. If whatever happens, I'm going to fight regardless. But I'm very happy
that you are fighting. I definitely, you know, support that and can tell families because we are canvassing the area. We're going to have a listening session on February 6th at Prince Hall. So I hope that you can come and we invite any other families who are in that district. Because I think it's important.
Email me.
People are not just getting elected.
A lot of them aren't getting elected, they're getting selected, you know, but we can change the game.
Yeah.
Like I stated, with each race that I'm in, women, there are more women than men. I love our men, you know, and I'm speaking as it relates to ladies at this point. I'm just saying that the numbers are in my favor in every race that is. And, you know, we can change swing the pendulum back to the people. But I appreciate you.
Yeah.
You can email me as well. I got your number, and I'll give you my email so I will attend that listening session and see what help I can be for you all.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. All right, let me go to the next caller. Hello, 933. Do you want to add anything or are you just listening? Okay, I'm probably just listening. Next caller, 975. Do you want to add anything onto the show? Okay, you're listening. Then I got some private callers that do not have their hands up. Okay, so basically, I'm going to continue to read this other letter. The show had gave me a warning. This letter is in regards to a person who had, you know, hired contractors and different things of that nature, and then he began to get a lot of bills. He began to get a lot of bills from the city, and he had not even purchasing the home. And so, with that being said, just a second. With that being said, that he got a lot of orders for repairs from the city, and so he wasn't able to do these things, and the city literally had him arrested. He was literally arrested. And he got predatory fines and different things of that nature. As it relates, this is a crime. This is fraud. There's illegal and discriminatory housing practices going on, and this is one of the biggest racist housing fraud being going on scams in the city of Milwaukee. The foreclosures are illegal. They're being done without the county. That alone is a federal offense. As I stated, at least 25 houses that can be verified today that were foreclosed without the county being involved. And this is why we need people who are of the community, for the community, by the community, about the community, such as myself. Because when I'm elected, not if, but when, I plan on doing a full audit. The money is being stolen. You have this baby Barrett in office, a counterfeit who wasn't even elected. He was selected. And this is why the media doesn't want to touch on this race, because they will have to explain how my numbers was more than his when they first reported all over the country. And let me tell you something. I did a verified complaint. They did not answer. They used a corrupt judge who I filed a complaint against. They asked me to please don't speak on this. It's supposed to be confidential, et cetera, et cetera. You know, but they had admitted it. They did not even respond. It's fraud. Claire Woodall Vogt does fraud in that Milwaukee Election Commission, and I caught her in the 15th district, and I'm waiting on their answer after the 7th to even put more information out there. But what she does is she will see what I write and try to say, well, it's her. Like when she lied about this dead man, Marvin Bizzle, that wasn't even on my nomination paper, but was in her file that they used. And she tried to back off that when I pointed it out. Elected to the mayoral office, I'm doing an audit. Elected to the county executive position, I'm doing an audit on the city. Elected to the alder person's seats, I'm doing an audit in those areas as it relates to those homes. I'm going to clean up the corruption. People are owed money. Do you know that you can literally contest these taxes? You can literally contest these taxes. You can literally ask for your money back. You can literally show how it's fraud. And one of the ways that you all should be doing these things is pointing out the Wisconsin Constitution that I cited. The burden is on them. The burden is on them. These are illegal acts that are going on. People are suffering. This is one of the biggest frauds as it relates to real estate in the nation. You must understand the language of the law. Real estate versus real property. That matters. Things that the city is doing to these property owners, to these homes, not allowing certain people to purchase homes, they're literally doing crime. And the Constitution says for every wrong that you've been subjected to, you have a right to a remedy. You have a right to a remedy. You know, it's going to have to be the feds involved, and it's going to have to be the people. You know, and this is why I'm saying that it's so important for us as a people to take back your power, to know your power. We can literally change the landscape of things. One of the things that I stated that being elected is that I want to literally have the people govern with me. You know, I want to literally hire people out the community. Instead of having permanent staff, I want to rotate staff. First week, I want the youth in there, 18 to 25. Second week, I want 26 to 47. Third week, I want 48 and over. Fourth week, I want to call back those in those weeks to work together. You know, I want, because it's your office. In that way, you're learning about your government, and we can pass the torch. It's a crime. This is a crime. This is literally a crime, what's going on. They have received millions and millions and millions of dollars to prevent foreclosures, to help get home, own home. There has been billions of dollars lost in equity due to the reduced value of the equity in the homes, the city homes. There are people who are willing to come forward at a certain time as you relate to the older person buying a number of homes on the low, transferring to their families, and buy them back under LLCs and, you know, basically pimping the system. This is racketeering. And I want everyone to know there is a federal law under the False Claims Act that if you have evidence of federal dollars being used in a fraudulent manner and they find out, the feds the federal government will give you a percentage of the money they recoup, a nice percentage. These are blighted neighborhoods, and these blighted neighborhoods are being done intentionally, and this intent is leading to a number of crimes, you know, unnecessary crimes. You know, people are living in despair. This is one of the largest real estate frauds in the nation, if not the largest. Your land is secured by the Wisconsin State Constitution. It is an absolute ownership of land, independent. And guess where Tom Barrett is? He's out of the jurisdiction of the United States. This goes way back, way back. The city of Milwaukee alone has received so much money in the millions and millions and millions to have fair housing, to have affordable housing, to prevent foreclosures. It's being unaccounted for. A lot of fraud going on, and it's being perpetuated by those who are selected to be put in office. And this is why it is so necessary that we as a people change the game. And going back to what Michelle Bryant said about it being difficult for me, or, you know, a little challenging to get signatures, it wasn't as challenging, as those who have gotten people to help them. And that's because I can relate to the people. 90% of the issues that people talk to me about was something I went through or experienced from was helping someone else. I can identify with that. And if you can't identify with the struggles, why are you even running? Why are you in the office? You have Baby Barrett, who has increased the sales tax, worthless fake islands in the street, has not done anything for the city. Let me tell you, just for the record, I have never in my life received nomination signatures so quick when they heard I was running against Cavalier Johnson. The people don't want him. The women were elated that I was running. And as it relates to David, the Lion King, this man has literally assaulted women, drugged women. He has a concubine in Winnebago, a white woman that he impregnated, who I believe has some challenges, that I won't go into, but while he's saying that he was a street minister, there is no proof of him having any ministry as it relates. Okay, saying my show is ending. Well, I'm going to have to do another show. I will do another show soon. I really appreciate everyone. And I hope that we can at least begin to clean out some of this corruption. I don't know if my show is still running or not, but I wanted to dedicate the ending of the show to Al. He means very, very much to me, and I didn't know I was going to go over this much on the show, but every time I do a show now, I'm going to play a song dedicated to Al. And, you know, I lost my father as well, the greatest man in my life. But as it relates to Al, you know, what happened to him was just dirty, low down, unforgivable. He was assassinated. you know, and we're trying to get justice for Al, and I dedicate this song to him.
Oh, my God.